The second half of Texas Tech University's homecoming football game on Saturday just started. The home team is up by 7 points, and lines are starting to form at the bars on Broadway, right across the street from the university's main entrance. Nico Suave and Isaac Chop are leaving one bar to go to the next. They're not wearing masks.
I like to come out, talk to people, have a good time, show myself, you know, like just enjoy it, have a good weekend, you know, that's why I'm here tonight.
That was Suave. He says he hasn't worn a mask since the COVID-19 pandemic started, even though a statewide mandate enacted in July requires one to be worn in most public places. The friends say they're still going to bars and house parties. Here's Chop.
Like, people that are scared, stay home if you're scared. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're out here wearing a mask. I'm a United States citizen. I got freedom to do whatever I want. You know what I'm saying? Just like that.
Suave and Chop, who are in their early 20s but are not Texas Tech students, both say if they're meant to get COVID, then it just happens.
So have y'all been following, like, Lubbock's COVID situation and the recent, like, surge in cases?
I haven't. I really honestly don't care.
The next day, Hospital Trauma Service Region B, which includes Lubbock County, reported its seventh straight day of COVID-19 patients, accounting for more than 15% of all hospitalized patients in the area. This triggered state-required business reopening rollbacks. Some bars closed, and most businesses cut back on occupancy. New COVID cases and the rate of hospitalizations continue to increase. Covenant Health System's Regional Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Craig Ryan, says inconsiderate behavior is contributing to the problem.
It's just like they're daring COVID to come get them.
Ryan says even if Lubbockites return to measures that science says works, wearing a mask, distancing, and washing hands, the city is in for a rough few weeks based on the recent record-breaking number of local diagnoses.
It will take about 10 days to 20 days for us to see any break. But again, if it doesn't stop raining, the flood never goes away.
I'm Sarah Self-Walbrick in Lubbock.